I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets
gross.
The people going.
This episode of the Ted and Ty Show is brought to you by Fresh. There's no way you still use one of those little trees to freshen your car. Do you still have a tape deck and use manual windows also? Of course not. It's time to upgrade that car freshener. Fresh is the first minority-owned car air freshener company and provides scents like black ice, strawberry, and vanilla that last twice as long as competing brands with dope recognizable phrases like drive slow, homie, sitting sideways, picture me rolling, and more. Turn your air freshener from a little tree to a stylish talking point. Fresh people like fresh things. Upgrade your life. Get Fresh. Available at RideFresh.com. That's Ride, F-R-S-H. And on Instagram at RideFresh. That's Ride, F-R-S-H. Get Fresh.
Let's start the show.
Saturday, fam. Yeah, we brought Saturday in on my B-Day. I had a game night with... Yeah, I had a game night with some of my coworkers. It was chill, son. I went out afterwards. I actually chilled, like, on Bill Street. I'm not gonna lie.
That nigga say, oh, I chilled on Bill Street. Bill Street, I feel like be on First 48 or some shit, right?
It does. Like, you're not supposed to fight there every other Saturday.
They got First 48 in Memphis.
So, nigga, yeah, that's where it's like damn near based. Like, Memphis is known as First 48. There you are.
Really?
Yes.
I don't really watch it, so.
Memphis, Birmingham, Detroit was on there.
But look, let me tell you, when I first moved to Memphis and people kept saying Beale Street, I thought they were saying Bill Street. Well, just know I got lost in all types of Memphis when I first got here. Because I kept typing in B-I-L-L. So, nigga was like, Beale, B-E-A-L-E. Like, son, that's not a regular word. Don't act like...
And I was going to say, you know, you like the club guy for your birthday. I'm more like a lounge guy. Or where did you go?
So I went bar hopping, really. That's really okay. What I did. I'm definitely not a club person because... That's just not even my. That's never really just been my vibe, but yeah, they have a cigar lounge here that's really dope.
I do that.
I went to the strip club on my birthday this year, and it really wasn't fun. So
I don't like strip clubs.
I don't know shit.
Me neither.
I never did. I was never a strip club. Like
I won't say never.
I was
never a strip club person. Shout out to my guys. Let's start the show though. Okay. This is the Ted and Ty Show. I am your man, T-E-D-K-U-S-H, man. And, of course, I'm joined here by my co-hosts, plural.
Ty and DJ.
oh, my.
It's your boy, T-Webb, son, T-E-A-W-H-Y. No matter how you want to spell it, the long way, the short way. It's Ty, you feel me?
And it's your girl, Danny.
I want to smack this nigga. I'm like, damn. I'm sitting there like, damn. Like, this nigga's fucking up already. Like, I'm already going to have to edit hella shit.
Nah, just fucking with bitch you,
man. Nah, you a hoe.
That was funny. I like that.
I thought we was going to be cordial, but nah.
I'm being cordial, fam. I wasn't at your wig, son.
It's all good. We appreciate you listening, tuning in. Of course, you can follow us on social media at Ted and Ty Show. That's on Facebook and Instagram. Follow me at ted.kush, Ty at ty.sean.w, and Danny J at go.dannyj. The go is spelled like...
Don't do it.
Whoa, day!
Just, God.
Just extra. Yeah, fuck y'all.
Hey, fam, start adding me in after you do all that. That's what I want you to do.
Nah, son. She already got the smallest font on the logo and all type of shit. She
Thank
got the
you.
Biggest head. You got the biggest head.
Yeah,
I don't know why y'all keep
saying
that.
So your hair puff is bigger than our head. Middle.
Yeah.
But I did want to shout out all the new followers that we getting on Facebook. I see a lot of people have been following lately, so we do appreciate that.
Thank you so much for the support, people. We need it.
Look, I feel like you just got to make noise in the background and then like niggas think that you like saying shit too. No. And not
at all. Bunch of noise. Bunch of silly face. That's that new emoji, son. The I just nutted emoji. That's that face you was making.
Yeah, exactly.
What emoji?
The I just nutted emoji. That is exactly what that emoji looks like. You know, the one with the new face.
Oh my god.
Half his eye like closed.
Tell me it doesn't look like that.
It does though.
Okay.
Yeah, son.
Ty's been posting that shit all on Facebook, and I used it today. This nigga comments like, yeah, I be putting niggas on. Like, wait a minute. Hold on. First of all, I got upset at Tyler because he wanted to come to my page and say niggas. But on his page, he uses asterisks for all the cuss words. But he wants to bring that shit to my page.
To your page.
Yeah.
So I was really baffled. I'm like, so my mom doesn't follow my page as well?
That's
like,
is that what we're doing? So look,
I'm straight ignorant on everybody else's page. On mine, it's smooth sailing. You feel me? I'm real.
I'm on the same shit, though. I'm on the same shit. If you search Ted comments, it's like, okay.
Ooh.
You search Ted status, it's like, praise be to God. I'm just kidding. My Facebook is actually like, I tiptoe the line. I just don't like say wild ass shit, but tis what it is, though.
Oh, man. Speaking of wild ass shit, son, like, how much more wild is this nigga Rick Ross gonna have to be on another album before he just loses all sponsorship? Like, this nigga is wilding, son. Like,
that's real as fuck. Hey, matter of fact, so I told you guys earlier, I think I want to start a new segment in the beginning of the episode, and it's going to be called Hot Shit, Hot Shit. The Meek Mill did drop Champions. What day was that? Oh, Friday.
Friday, day before my birthday.
Because I was worried about competing with our fucking show, and we actually still got good downloads. So I appreciate you niggas.
Thank
for
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was like, okay, okay, we're coming out. Now, if Drake decided he was coming on Friday, we probably would have moved our shit to a Thursday. So. Yeah. The day before.
Because niggas going to be busy as shit.
Right. Real shit.
Memorizing
niggas running that Drake. Niggas running that Drake. About 12 captions songs together. In the Meek, you like, exactly. All right. Get him out of here. Whoa! Sorry, that was the Meek. Sorry. Fuck y'all. All right, but so...
We just going to let you live, son. We be letting you live.
We do. We let him live.
I appreciate it. But on some shit, though, bringing it back to what you said, yeah, this nigga Rich Ross is fucking problematic as shit. Like, we're working on being less problematic by the show. Mm-hmm. Okay? By the episode, we are working on decreasing our problematic... Danny, this is why you are here.
Correct. We working
on... But Rick Ross, he can't come. That nigga is wild. Mm-hmm. Then he goes, wow, what did he say, Ty? Do you know what he said?
Yeah, I know what he said. I don't say that word.
Like, okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't say, yeah. You tried to set me up, but you know what he said, too. I'm not saying
that. Hey, that was nice save, my guy. Nice save. Yeah, all in all, and this is on the song What's Free, as a matter of fact. The song is actually dope.
Oh, dope.
Every one of them ran it.
Yep.
Meek, Jay-Z.
They all went
Ross home. Ran it, but yeah, bro, you wildin'.
You wildin'.
But so he said, F words that is derogatory towards gay people.
You was dead broke, I let you hold it back. You paid for it, but I fuck around and stole the track. Screaming gang, gang, now you wanna rap. Racketeering charges, caught him on the tap. Looking for a bond, lawyers wanna tax. Purple hair, got them faggots on your back.
What's free? Yeah.
Yeah,
he's wild. This nigga's wild.
Yeah, he wildin'. No, he wildin', yeah. Like, for
first,
real.
First,
for real.
First he got the Molly all in her champagne.
And now, she don't even know it.
Put Molly all in her champagne. She ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that. She ain't even know it.
Now, you using... Son, that's
he
like
took her
Eminem
home and
coming,
he enjoyed that, nigga.
Son, that's like Eminem coming out and saying niggas. Like, for real.
Yeah, and now Eminem has used these words in the past. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's also the past. Like,
yeah, back in like the 90s, like, early 2000s.
But
yeah,
like
early 2000s. But yeah, but nah, you wildin'.
It's
boy, critical. The so environment.
I won't
is too
say
high.
The word, nigga.
Nah, definitely.
So me and Ted don't say the word. So we don't say the word. I said F word to Ted when I called him. Ain't nobody listening to our conversation.
Right.
I'm like, I'm still not saying that shit. You wild.
Son, he's still not saying it. Like, if Ty picked up the phone and was like, what's up, F word used for a derogatory term about gay people, I would be like, nigga, you wildin'.
Right.
First of all, boys is probably listening to the phone and that, but nigga, I'd
be. Gonna wait on us to get famous and slam us.
Son, Bill Cosby is in prison right now, getting hot dog buns and hamburger buns and hoagie buns, nigga, thrown at him. He's falling downstairs. These are facts. We talked about it in the past.
He
nigga, you think they're not going to slam Ted? Shit. I'll pass.
Shit.
Nigga, you heard that. I'll pass. But overall, though, with the exception of Rick Ross's wild ass line, what did y'all I'm assuming y'all checked out the fucking album. Like,
no, that was dope.
Yeah.
Okay. What do y'all? How do y'all rank? How do y'all rate it?
Like a 1 out of 10, or
yeah. We're gonna keep it simple.
1 out of 10. You know what? I'm not a Meek fan. I don't want to say like I'm like a Meek hater because I'm not. It's just like he's usually not somebody's album I'm just waiting on. But because I listened to it, I'm for sure gonna give it. I'm gonna give it like 7, 8, 7, 7. I'm leaning towards an 8. So like I guess like a C+, B-.
I'm at a 6, maybe 7.
Damn, you niggas are hard.
Like Ty said, he's not an album or an artist that's that I look real. For.
Yeah, that's real. That's
I did real. Hear him slightly on CNN or some of those shows, and he sounded real intellectual, and he was standing up for all the Black brothers and everything. I don't know if y'all caught that, but I mean, I think he's a good guy, but overall, as far as music, it may be like a handful of songs that I really appreciate from him, so I give him a 6.
I respect that. I give the album like 85-88%. But I actually listened to this nigga and like it gets better through time, to be honest with you. Niggas was talking about it's competing for album of the year. I'm not gonna go that far. Ooh. To me, Nipsey Hussle's Victory Lap is hands down. Like I'm sorry. Like if niggas listen to that shit, like that shit is cold. But it's cold. But I don't know. It's whatever. It's who's ever.
Hey, did y'all see that Travis Scott, his album was named number one right now, you know? Well, 6ix9ine, they messed up on the apparently they messed up on the count. So there's a chance that they're about to do a recount. There's a chance that 6ix9ine has the number one album right now.
What is this Gore verse? I mean, I don't doubt that though. The kid can make music. Like niggas can't deny that. Like,
who, 6ix9ine? Or
yeah.
Real he has catchy shit.
Yeah, like I cannot deny the fact that like
it's catchy.
The nigga's music, but it's just his character that you know what I'm saying. Of course, that nigga's in jail. Right
and
now.
He in jail.
Well, yeah, for but I'm show, just saying, you know.
But he's for sure holding on to the soap tight than a bitch. Okay, what? How problematic what? That is. That
do
is,
they provide them niggas with soap on a rope or?
So why can't get liquid soap? Let's just go there with it. Like, let's just go with liquid soap. Let's get rid
liquid
of that whole cliche.
Sucks.
But that would be smarter, seeing how you know. The
so what? You don't use body. You don't use body wash. You use soap.
Me? Yeah, I use soap. I use bar soap. I do not like liquid.
I don't like body wash either.
I use bar soap.
I like Dove. White.
I put it on a rag.
I like Dove white too. Not gonna lie.
I use a rag. I'm black. Because apparently white people don't really use rags. Did y'all know about this?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I had no... Well, helmets. Of course you knew, Ty. That little drop. There it goes. So
Danny J knew too. So is it more that I have a lot of white or is it that you're just uncultured? You ignorant ass nigga.
Oh,
maybe
so
we need to pull your ass.
Because I don't keep up with the colon
with other cultures. Yes, that definitely means you're uncultured. If you don't keep up with other cultures.
So I didn't know.
You're reverse racist. That's what you are.
Okay, I didn't know
that's
that.
Keeping up with
and that's how they
wash their fucking bodies is fucking culture. Whatever. Okay. Nigga.
Well, you know how black people wash their bodies, don't you?
I just know how my black ass washes my body.
You know how other
Let's be clear. No. Excuse me, sir.
He defended.
We're going to run this back. I know Ty's how
offended.
My black ass.
No, nah, Ted offended. He didn't want to sorry.
No, I don't
he
know.
He explained himself.
Other... That's because I'm light skinned.
Okay.
That actually didn't even
You're not light skinned. You're beige. You're the color of every Ford Taurus that came out in 1994.
Hey, the one that was on
everything. Breaking Bad. Like
that one movie, Die Hard. Die Hard. Yeah. Didn't Nicolas Cage drive one of those? I believe
Nicolas
so.
Nicolas Cage wasn't in Die Hard.
Nicolas Cage wasn't in Die Hard?
That's Bruce Willis.
Oh shit.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I'm probably gonna cut most of this out anyway. Nigga don't want to be wrong. He like, well,
now he want to cut
let
it.
Let me get that out of there. But either way, so let's get into some other shit though. This episode we have a guest for the first time ever. The last guest that we had on stayed, and
yeah, so
she ain't left.
Gotta go ahead and let Chris know.
We only got three fucking spaces. Okay, but we got Chris Bailey coming.
Go home, Roger. Looking at nigga.
All right, for real, this nigga that stuck around, nigga. Every time I come in the podcast, you in the podcast. Taking all the views. Taking all the streams. I like views.
Hey, look. Hey, Ted, look. A baddie follow us on the show. I go, look. I'm like, oh, she following Danny J. Ain't that a bitch? Yeah.
Like, damn.
What can I say?
Danny about to put that strap down. But no, so... we're gonna come back with Chris though, so let's get to it. Made a few mistakes, but this ain't where I wanna be. Before I'm judged by 12, put a 12 on my feet. Told my niggas I need you. Stay up, I know these times ain't true. Real life, you're free. All right, so like I said, first guest, actually we was just talking about this. You're like the second guest because Danny was the first guest, but then she never left. She never went away. So don't expect to get a contract at the end of this, though, because
I just wanted a picture, you know. I just wanted
like a picture posted or some shit.
Illustration.
Thought she was talking about a little head on the logo. I was gonna say, wait a minute, no, wait a damn minute. No, but
I was here.
But shit. So what's good, Chris? Tell the people about yourself, and you know what I'm saying, welcome to the Ted and Ty Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be part of the Problematic Trio.
Whoa, wait a minute. Problematic pair.
It's a problematic pair.
Pair?
Trio.
Oh.
No, it's a problematic pair. It's the troublesome trio.
There you go. There you go.
Oh,
even
okay.
though Danny ain't gotcha. Really trouble. She just
I'm not.
She really not.
Whips her strap out on.
Oh my God.
Get the strap. Wait to her strap, son.
We're not going there. Not tonight.
Chris Danny is the show LGBT representative. So she keeps
she's
us
our
right,
line, right. But she's our token homosexual.
Correct. Yeah.
But is that problematic if you gotcha. Say it like that though?
Why? That's what they are.
Okay, all right, cool.
I'm not Rick Ross, man. Don't
the
try to
token.
Rick Ross. Man. Don't try.
No,
to
but Ross. All right, Chris. My bad. This is how we kind of get
good.
On this shit. But so tell us about yourself, and we'll talk about why you're here. That'll you know. But tell us about yourself.
Gotcha. First and foremost, I am Gram Fam all the way. I'm a mother. I am also a small business owner, and. What's the funny? I'm a creative, I guess.
Wait a minute, do you have notes over here? Did you come from war?
Like, is
she? Hey, Ted, look, she's going through her index card.
No, I'm hearing the sparking, and I'm just like, wait, is that my phone or is that a sparking? Is someone lighting up a spliff? Okay. And yes, I did write notes because I found very problematic things on time.
Came through.
You found a lot of problematic shit on me? Huh?
Yeah, on your breastfeeding issue. Of course I
did. Whoa. Let's stop it right there. I didn't have an issue with the breastfeeding at all.
No, you didn't, yes. But there were problematic comments on there that we will address.
That
today,
I said?
That I have in my notes.
That I said?
We'll get to that. Let
because
first,
I'm
let me
not problematic. I'm actually a good
to
person.
Allow me reintroduce myself.
Oh, now my name is Hope.
Oh, my Jesus.
Oh, my God.
He was
I'm nervous.
Mad smack. I can hear
oh,
you.
Oh, no. I'm always going to talk cash shit. You hear me? Like, cash. Like,
wouldn't matter if you was there or not. To be honest, didn't matter.
Right, it really did.
Cash shit. You hear me?
All right. So, reintroduce yourself.
Reintroduce myself. Yes. Yeah. I am Chris Bailey, gram fam, mom, doula, business owner, all around fun girl, millennial.
Fun girl.
What's fun girl?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I don't think I'm
when I think
right
of fun girl.
To talk about that.
Wait a minute.
Hey,
okay.
I might be.
Okay. I might get the problems, and I might get, you know, you might not let me get off your
hands. Hey, this show is getting real LGBT quick, ain't it?
Like, we are, what is is happening?
You was me.
Okay.
Okay, so Chris, you said you're a doula. A doula is what? What is a doula?
Okay. A doula is historically a woman who supports another woman during pregnancy and childbirth. But we're opening up the doors, and it's not just women. We have the, you know, non-confirming, non-binary people in there.
Hey, real quick question. What are those? What are those you just said?
I think that's
what non-binary folks.
That's for Danny to answer. I'm not qualified to answer these things.
Oh, you are very much so qualified.
Really?
Well, Danny,
gave it a stamp? Can you do that without calling all the, you know, top lesbians and, you know, like, y'all ain't gotta have a meeting? You could just give it a stamp.
Especially because she has experience with this, so I definitely would like her to.
Wait, about I'm always, birth?
Or no. Just
what are non-binary people?
Right.
That you just said. Yeah, what are non-binary?
The non-binary people, they don't identify as being male or female. Am I right?
Correct.
But only a woman can push. Never mind.
Let's not go into that today. I'm also an all-inclusive doula, which means I do provide support for people who are non-binary.
Okay, so
awesome.
You are a support person, meaning you're in the room with them,
right? Yeah, I'm.
Are you actually pulling babies out of vajays?
I'm not pulling babies out, but I am in the room. I have seen over 50 babies born. Yeah. I do provide emotional, physical support for parents.
Who aspires to be in the room with mad baby? Like, what made you do that?
It actually fell into my lap, really. I started working for a non-profit.
Sorry. I forgot myself. The pun was there. Like it fell into my lap.
Dad joke time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was working as an accountant for this non-profit, and they trained doulas, and I got my training to become a doula. And eventually I figured I really liked it, and it gave me flexibility as being a parent. And I've been doing it for like the past 4 years now. And I've been serving families in New York and also virtually in the Caribbean.
I applaud you, but like
many ways.
That's some wild really ass shit though. Like niggas don't even be wanting to be in a room when baby's born. She like, oh no, pick me, please.
Yeah, me.
I'm in there. Like I'll go in there.
You dapping off doctors when you walking out.
Hey, let's go, John. Okay, way to deliver that one.
I'll be here.
Going for a beer, Dr. Stevens, or what? I
mean, have my seat warm, fam.
You say Caribbean, though. You are Caribbean, correct?
I am Caribbean. Okay. I am from St. Lucia.
Okay. Saint I was going to ask where you're from. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what's up. Well, welcome.
Not Asian.
Again.
Yeah. Whoever said that.
Yeah, I don't know why Ty said that. Ty said.
Oh, nigga,
we know it's not me. Come on now, bro.
Or me.
Wait. We'll have this argument later, but I really would like the idea of who's more problematic, me or Ted. But we're gonna talk about that later. Let's get on the reason Chris is here.
Chris is here because of a problematic thing that you said on Facebook.
It wasn't problematic. He didn't say it was problematic.
Okay, the exact statement I made was. Mm-hmm. Okay, the exact Check statement I made was because I. Oh no, no. Trust me, I went right back to it. It's sitting there. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't know how I feel about public breastfeeding.
Right.
And I don't know.
To explore that and. But you also said some suggestive things that, you know, was kind of like, yeah, so why not just cover the baby up? You know, I'm not saying starve your baby, but...
Why am I a child?
But that's how it sounds. So it's like, I don't like this. I'm not sure why. So just stop doing it.
Right. That's my question. When you put the post up, what exactly were you saying? Just basically, you know, that's what we need
to
know.
What I had recently saw was a woman who I do not agree with in no way, shape, or form. Let me say that before.
I don't agree with a woman.
This woman, this is what she did. She went on to a Facebook rant where she said if she saw this woman breastfeeding in front of her son again, she was gonna punch her in her face and this and that. And I was like, nah, that's definitely way too much. But it got me thinking on the idea. And I was like, okay, let me think about this. Mm-hmm. How do I feel about it? I don't know. Right. Like, I'm definitely, in no way am I saying you should starve your baby or you have to cover it up. It's just, I don't know how I feel about it. I would never, this isn't the topic that I would vote on either. Like, it'd be like, right. Nah, for sure. It should be legal. I'm definitely not saying that.
Let's explore that type. So let's say you're at.
Let's explore restaurant. That, she said. She really came with what do they call those boards? The white boards, nigga?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me be clear on my intention. I believe that the two of you, Danny, you two, you guys have a voice and you're very influential. So
we appreciate that. I thought she was about to shit. Oh, I was nervous. Like, damn, now we gotta kick this motherfucker off the show.
I was gonna say, hold on.
Now you about to see the trouble from Trey. Look. It's about to get real.
But no, so, okay.
I want you to back and reinforce women when they're breastfeeding, no matter what their choice is, whether they choose to cover up or not. I want you to know what the vibe is so you can make an informed opinion about it. You know, not just, I don't know how I feel about it. You feel me?
I can tell you. Oh, I'm sorry. I can tell you my big issue. I mean, not big issue. I can tell you the thing that makes me uneasy is I immediately feel like a pervert.
Okay.
Like, yep. Like, okay. And I'm not saying that's her fault at all. It's not all me.
That's your fault. But, that's something that's.
Hey, whoa, Danny. I was about to.
Okay.
About
wait. To, so no, no, no. Hey, no.
Hey, the show got to go on once she leaves. Don't you?
No,
don't let.
No, pause. Pause really fast, Ty. Pause really fast. So Danny, I want to ask you that because I know how I feel about it as well because I was commenting on Ty's. Right. First of all, in any Facebook beef, I'm trying to have a part. But,
right.
But Danny, how do you feel about that? Like, as a woman who's not like, we know how Chris feels about it. Like, she's like, free the fucking tit, whip it out. But how do you feel, Danny? Like, what is your like?
I feel that, of course, I support and I back breastfeeding 100% in public, wherever the case may be. I back it. However, I do feel as though you can cover your baby and your breast, you know, just with the, I'm not sure exactly, I don't have kids, I've never breastfeeded, obviously, but feel like
you never breastfeeded her.
Oh, I was gonna let you go. I was gonna let you live. Nah. I swear. Nope. Nope. So who's more problematic? See, there we go.
So moving right along, I support it 100%, but I do understand how it could make some people uncomfortable. And that's on them because it's a beautiful thing. And that's kind of what we were put on the earth to do is, you know, feed our children and things like that. And that's something that's normal and natural. However, I would like to respect everyone around me. I know I saw like a story about a lady in an airplane and she was like right next to a white guy and dead on him. And he felt really uncomfortable. And she was just like, oh, let it hang out. Which is fine. Feed your baby, but let's just respect everyone around us. Because who knows? He could be a pedophile.
That's true. That's
you know what I'm saying.
And that's my problem. I feel like there are just so many challenges that women already have to go through that
they shouldn't have to worry about their tits.
Yeah, about crazy people. Like she should be focusing on is getting that baby fed. You know what I mean? And I totally get there are times where, you know, I do promote covering the baby because babies can get overstimulated with the sights and sounds around them. Mm-hmm. So actually having that shield might, you know, make them fall asleep depending on what it is. But there's something called feeding on demand.
Let me tell you something. I'm sucking on a tit and I'm eating.
And I good like night. Danny, I have been the mom to sleep on an airplane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now
here's
the benefit of that. Would you prefer me pulling out my tit and breastfeeding my baby so she won't cry? Because you know how your ears pop on the plane, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. As opposed to her screaming her head off.
That's true.
You know? Pull that titty out.
I agree with the 100%, but I also agree with, you know, like Ty said, he's not a perv, but if you pull it out, he immediately may you know, feel some type of way, not and intentionally, I immediately
get out of there. It's like I said, it's only happened to me once. Go ahead, Danny. Go ahead, Danny.
You know, that's what I'm just saying. So I understand where you're coming from, but I also understand where Chris is coming from as well, because we want to feed the baby, but we also want to, you know, be respectful to everyone around us.
Right.
It's, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, now let's be clear. Ted is not saying don't feed your baby. That's Ty that said that. Ted ain't said shit but in comments, okay? If you I'm never gonna post nothing on this as my page. Oh no, right. Sir. You can listen to the podcast. Click the link below. But so the way I feel about it though is like I think we're all in agreement. You know what I'm saying? Feed the baby first and foremost.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? But I just think it's a time and a place for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like, you know, because I ran into the same arguments that I'm sure a lot of people had is, you know, well, you should stop sexualizing it. Okay, well, first of all, let's be clear. Like, it's still a titty. Like,
and that's the part that I don't agree with. That's the one thing.
It's both. Like, I agree with you. It's both. Yes. It's both for feeding, because that's natural design, and it's both a secondary sexual thing on our bodies.
Right. At 100%. So, you know what I'm saying? So I just find it, you know, but that is an interesting point that you said, though, is that I never looked at it as, like, she's just trying to feed the baby. She shouldn't be having to worry about, like, who looking at her titty. Because that's real as fuck. Like, yeah, like, because
I just don't, I don't even want to be in the group of people who may be the weirdo who's turned on, because, you know, that's like, that's a tight, like, she's sitting there and I'm like, okay, cool, you know what, there's still a breast out within 2 feet of me, you know what, let's move on down, let me get on out of here.
So yeah,
I'm in the Me Too movement, I'm for sure dipping out, okay? Right.
Oh shit, one day I was on the train and I had to breastfeed my baby and I was having difficulties, I guess whatever I was wearing, and there was this guy sitting across from me and he was like, can I help you? With a big smirk on his face, and I legit needed help. I was like, can I let him hold the baby while I unstrap? No, I legit, like, okay, just pull this at the back here. I remember I was trying to get her out of the carrier or something, and we legit had a conversation while titties was out, like, you know, and he did ask for my number, which I did not give him because that part was weird. But I think
that was the weird part, huh?
Not the titty being out, just making notes for reference.
Yeah, yeah, y'all just having a conversation. So, how's your day been so far? Baby just going hard on the nip, huh?
But it's empowering.
Tit everywhere.
It's empowering for me to know that, yo, there's a man right there who respects me for doing the shit that I'm supposed to do right now.
But did he respect you, or was he just
trying to look at you? No, I mean, he didn't say anything inappropriate. You know what I mean? He wasn't like, oh, I want to be on the titty too. Can I be on the left boob? You know?
Hey, the confidence in that man is amazing, because I would, if I saw a woman breastfeeding, I don't care if she had 9 grocery bags, 7 kids.
I'm not saying nothing.
Like, I'm not saying nothing, you hear me? Like, dog, she could be in a wheelchair with an old man barely hanging on behind her.
Excuse me.
Wow.
Let me get out your way.
Let me get on down.
Yeah.
Let me watch out of these tits. Yeah.
Right. That's real so shit. Funny. But I've been on a train again where a woman handed to me. She was an older lady. And you do have to respect that some people have religious concepts, like really strict religious concepts that don't forbid women from showing their breasts, you know, in some places in the world it's illegal, you know.
Yeah.
So this woman handed me a newspaper. I could have been like, sorry ma'am, this is my, like, I'm allowed to, it's illegal, but I was just like, nah, she means well, you know, she thought she was helping me out.
She handed you a newspaper to cover your titty up
while I was feeding the baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, but had you cussed her out, I'd have been on your side.
Nah.
Like,
no, that's the thing,
I'd have been totally on your side.
Like, bitch, you don't think I know that my titties out?
Like, yeah, like a newspaper, my nigga.
Okay,
you don't see, like, if it's a baby, I bet you have like all type of blankets and stuff.
You got me.
I got a lot. Ted or Ty.
Not Ted or Ty.
Ted or Ty. Damn.
Like, a baby crying immediately alerts everyone.
That's the most annoying sound in the world.
You know what I mean? So you just want that kid to, like, yo, keep quiet or whatever. If I had to pull out a
take
bottle,
this kitty. Damn.
Exactly. If I had to pull out a bottle and shake it, that's a lot of time. That's a, like, you know, we're anxious. We're thinking other people are hearing this baby. You want to hear? So, just pull it out, feed the baby, bring the baby close to you. everyone, including you, is happy.
Exactly.
You know?
You know what?
That's true.
You know what's a little different about what you're saying? And, mm-hmm. I'm not saying like it just like that it's a major difference, but one of the things that I'm noticing is the geographical difference between where you are and where we are.
Right.
Yeah. We're all in the South. So there is no train. For the most part, there are people who ride the train, but for the most part,
right.
You're driving.
Yeah. Okay. Because I for sure rode the train, let's be clear. In my struggle days, before I got the scam cam, never gave a damn. Yeah.
That is true. So what's it like over there? Where? Okay, so you would
niggas ain't just pulling titties out down here. I'm gonna tell you that.
At the mall, okay. So that's
like they might be, but it's just you know how down here is just way more of a.
We're still in the Bible Belt. I mean, right. Danny's in the most liberal city in Atlanta, and even
everywhere you go, there's a place to breastfeed.
That's amazing.
Honestly, everywhere you go, even like at the workplace, if you have to pump. There's a room in our office that you know you can go in and pump. So pretty much what I came across is everywhere in Atlanta has some type of place where you can go and breastfeed, either a separate room or just somewhere where you can go and get some privacy to pump or
feed. I was gonna ask when you said these are designated areas. I was gonna ask like what the fuck kind of area is it?
Rooms. Like if you're in a like the office setting, my personal office has a room that no one ever hardly goes in, but there's a designated room if
it's
you
the
need
law.
To breastfeed. Yeah.
Once you have a certain amount of employees in your business, you're supposed to have a lactation room.
Yeah.
Oh damn. Well,
that's a good law. Like I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, because that's
an amazing
hurt.
Law that helps women. And I definitely don't want a woman doing that in the bathroom. It's like the dirtiest
place.
Right,
it's dirty,
so
gross.
Like,
definitely.
Yeah, so it's like, nah, not in there. Let's not do it there. So.
But I have something for you guys in particular. Like when a woman shows her boobs or whatever, I have something that could make you not think about it and sexualize it. Or if
I don't want to hear this.
Don't ruin titties.
I don't want to hear.
No.
You keep that.
And like I say, you have a voice.
Then I really don't want to hear it.
No, you need to. Our black mothers and babies are dying at an accelerated rate in the U.S. You know, so the U.S. has one of the craziest mortality rates as a developing country. So maybe when you see a woman breastfeeding her baby, especially if she's a person of color, and you say to yourself, you know what, that woman survived birth. She could have died. Let her feed her baby. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that make you feel better?
I mean, I mean, we already told you, we look away now. Like I'm not just staring at babies sucking on tits. Like I'm
never gonna speak to a woman breastfeeding ever.
You're like
never.
That.
Never.
Yeah.
And there are also so what about a woman that you're sleeping with and she's breastfeeding and she orgasms and then her titties start.
I'm like wait.
That is real.
It's real. It is, but there's so many problems with that.
But there are people that do that. You know, it's like,
no, please.
That's a type of porn.
No.
Like, oh, really?
Keep your titty milk away from me.
Like, it's natural.
Like, even when it's the, what do they call it? The liquid gold. Even when I have a child and I'm sure she's going to breastfeed, I mean, it's her body. She can do what she wants. But I'm sure she is, though. I think we've talked about it. But so, regardless, even then, like, I'll make the bottles, you know, as best, you know, whatever I could do, you know what I'm saying? But
I did that.
But please don't squirt that shit on me or no shit like that.
Right.
Like, that's
weird. Because I'm going to be grossed out.
Yeah, I'm going to be very grossed out. It's going to turn me all the way off.
It was hilarious. I was helping a mom, actually, and she pulled out the boob, and then the baby took the bread off, and then all the milk just splashed in my face.
Let me tell you, this random lady, God, this episode is probably going to do the most fucking numbers because, nigga, we got all type of fetishes, nigga. Lesbians.
Right.
Titty milk squirt.
God, do you understand like how mad I'd have like? So I'd have drew my fist. That's what I'd have did. I'd have dog. I'd have walked.
Did you just titty squirt me? Like.
Hey, look, hey, Ted. This the problem. If you fuck around and like it, you'd be like, that shit was dope.
No,
I'm a weirdo.
Yeah,
I'm
now you weirdo. Now you weird.
No, I'm a weirdo. Yeah. You didn't even see.
I was just like, it happens. Like, what if we just be like, that shit happens. It's normal. It happens.
No.
I feel like, here's the irony. I feel like if men got to breastfeed, it would be a fucking competition. Like, look how far I could squirt this milk.
Problem. Problem. You're going to be honest with your problem. But let me tell you this. You know what else is natural?
Tell me.
Children peeing. That's very natural. My son pissed on me plenty of times, especially when he was a baby.
Right.
I'm still mad at him.
It is. These are natural things.
I know he didn't mean to do it.
Danny.
I'd still be like, come on.
Danny, so let me ask, wait a minute. Hold on. You better tone that shit down.
Yeah, nah, Danny been in her feelings. Yeah, you better watch it.
I am not in my feelings.
But so, Danny, what I was going to ask you, though, is that being a LGBT-er, do you plan to have kids?
I definitely do plan to have kids.
I'm sorry to put you on the spot like that.
Oh, no.
We were just talking about titty book. Milk, so.
Okay, yeah, I definitely plan on having kids.
Are you going to be the one to have the kid, or you don't know yet?
Yes, I would definitely be the one to have the kid.
Okay.
In my partnerships, I'm the feminine one of film. So if my wife or whatever... Give us an idea. No, I have to.
Are you going to do it old-fashioned?
No. No. I would like to do insemination. If me and my partner agreed on someone, I still wouldn't want to have sexual intercourse. I would want to, you know,
squirt
go
it
the
in
other
you.
Route. Go the other route.
With the turkey baster.
But I definitely plan on having kids and breastfeeding. If my spouse wanted to have kids and do the same, she's still a woman. So I support her regardless if she's a stud or
so what. Y'all can both be pregnant at the same time.
I wouldn't want to do that. I would not want to do that.
Y'all could take like,
and y'all could squirt breast milk at each other.
No, we're not doing that. We need to save.
Y'all could do hearts on each other's stomach.
Double.
No,
double pregnancy.
We're not doing it. But I do want to have kids and breastfeed.
And get a doula. Make sure you get a doula. Whatever you do.
Big family.
Okay. I'm going to look into it definitely when the time comes.
Or while you're planning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Maybe y'all should exchange numbers.
Oh, we should.
The Tana Tosh show has turned into the Cupid show.
Okay. Here we go.
The networking event of the year. The Tana Tosh show featuring Chris Bailey.
Let all your pregnant women know it's out here for them.
Check out this episode with the guest on. They talk about squirting titty milk at each other.
The title of this is ridiculous.
Rick Ross says the F word.
And Kareem Hunt loses millions of dollars because he's a fucking idiot.
I was just about to get into that shit. So so since you're here, you're just gonna stay here.
I want to hear what you guys have to say about it.
Okay, wait a minute. I feel a little bit jalapeno spice coming off.
If you go back a few episodes, you'll know that I said every man gotta eat two from every woman.
Two
she only gave him one.
What?
She only gave him one thing.
He did say that. He did say that a couple episodes ago. He said that as far as domestic violence, this situation was not really domestic violence because they weren't domestic partners. It was more. It was just assault.
We don't condone it.
No, wait a minute. No,
good plug, Danny.
Wait a minute.
No,
the
no
Ted way. And Ty show does not condone. Do not rape. Do there not hit. Nigga, listen.
Bully free zone.
I'm not turned on by titty milk.
Nigga,
none of that.
LGBTQPRS, V&W,
UPN, we for all that.
All of that shit.
UPN.
Nigga, the CW. Nigga. But no. I'm not condoning. I'm just saying it's not domestic violence because they weren't partners. So it's technically just assault, like a man on a woman. So a few episodes ago, Ty actually said a man, if in the situation, has a minimum of two that he has to eat from, like if she punching him, he got to eat at least two of them before he can retaliate in any way. And
that's what he said.
What he's saying is Kareem Hunt only took one. And then he kicked her and kicked all her. Type of shit.
I'm going to speak on this.
Okay.
I feel that for one, no way, shape, form, or fashion should a man, in my opinion, ever hit a woman. I don't care if she's slapped him twice. You as a man stand up and walk away.
Mm-hmm. Leave. A millionaire man.
And they were holding him back.
And the white boy in the middle was holding him back. At that point, you turn around and walk away. And then for him to lie to the Chiefs after.
Well, he had to lie. Let's be clear.
Like, why?
He would have lost the job off the rip.
But now it looks even worse because not only did
he got paid
you,
this year, though.
True.
Yes.
But still, now because you know once a
he
team
knew it
lets
was
you go, another team's not gonna want you.
Right? Oh no. He's Ray Rice. I don't think so.
Okay.
And did you see his apology? His apology was the most problematic thing for me. He had a smirk on his face the whole time. He was reading from his notes. Mm-hmm. You know, like
I saw it.
He just like that was what made me feel bad.
Oh, and let me fix this real quick because mm-hmm. Danny. I want to make sure. I'm not saying after two licks, a man is like allowed to just like, oh, let me put off all the strength of God on this one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nah, what I'm saying is after those two licks, he's allowed to get him off of her.
Restrain
her. Off of him. Like, hey, either hold her, which mm-hmm. is the easiest thing.
Right.
Or just push her. Get the fuck on. Like,
gotcha.
He could have walked away. So, like, son, not only were you, like, if he was there alone and she was attacking him, he pushed her and he shouldn't have kicked her in no way. But if he had just pushed her and he was alone, then it'd have mm-hmm. been like, okay, all right, he was getting away from that situation. You can't even be mad at him there. He got hit in the face.
Right.
He pushed her and he tried and he got the fuck on. He stayed, fought through three niggas, knocked her on the ground,
beast
mode. Somebody else. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's be clear though. This is his job to literally do that. He's literally, that's his job as a running back. So of course,
but he doesn't run back against.
And what's
women.
His job as
a decent
human being?
What? Wait a minute.
He doesn't run back against women.
Hold
though.
On, hold
and
on.
And she was down.
I'm talking about. No, I'm talking about the fact that he was being held back and he was able to get through them. Is
oh, the people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Calm down. Yeah. I'm not condoning this shit. Let's be clear.
It was his job.
I'm like,
right?
I'm like, no.
His job to do it.
No, that's not what I was saying. But I will say,
niggas saying that's why he was so good at it.
Niggas saying
that's why he did it so easy.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. But so,
had he just pushed her, he'd have been straight.
Yeah, he would have. But Ty, you said that this is that, and that's my point is that you said this is like Ray Rice. I disagree. I do think the NFL is handling it like this because they dropped the ball on Ray Rice. They fucking mm-hmm. dropped the ball on this shit again too. But I don't think it's nowhere near Ray Rice level. Like
No.
He's
not
gonna play again.
Not as far as the violence. Yeah, the violence of the act.
Because Ray Rice,
like I said,
cold clock.
Like I said, had he not kicked her,
yeah,
he would have been straight. He still lost to the Chargers because, like Danny said, he lied. He should have not lied. Matter of fact, had he not lied and they'd have been able to get in front of it, they probably could have twisted
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's right. What I'm saying.
Because it wasn't. It was bad, but it wasn't like.
Yeah, it wasn't horrible.
Super, like it was
Kevin
just so
Gates.
Like, yeah. Damn.
Kevin Gates is out here beating chicks.
Remember when he kicked, she was on stage.
Oh, yeah,
she was
yeah. And then Hose is out here caping for
damn,
that nigga. Talking about, man, because anybody that was anybody that's caping for that nigga, Kevin Gates in the situation like that is, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe. Y'all know that meme? That gif.
Yeah.
It was an old man. You do know you do
old,
that?
Yeah. It's a substitute teacher. He came in. He said,
whoever threw
that paper,
your mom's a hoe.
Yeah. I said, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
Hey, so nobody ever talked about Gucci Man when he snuck that girl.
Oh,
who hopped on stage.
Straight up snuck.
I don't remember that.
Oh, that was way back.
That was way
YouTube
back.
YouTube was
in the trap.
Like, yeah. This is fat Gucci we're talking about, clearly. Yeah.
But see, I think it's a difference, though, because he played. I guess rappers, because these two are rappers, Kevin Gates and Gucci, and then he plays for the NFL. Do you guys think it's like a major difference because their careers are still thriving?
It shouldn't be.
But I feel like his
it
is
shouldn't
over.
Be, but it definitely is because
it
they
is,
live a different
but
lifestyle.
It shouldn't be at all.
He represents the Chiefs and the NFL. Gucci right. Man represents his independent label. Who gonna fire him?
Right, right.
And it's just that people try to, and I hate this shit. Shannon
and there
Sharp,
was a movement back then.
Shannon Sharp, well, no, I'm just talking about just in general, the standard between rappers and athletes or doctors and athletes. Shannon Sharp and the chick, that Jenny Taft or something, that's on Undisputed got into it about it, because she said, you know, he's an athlete, he should be held to this higher standard or whatever. And Shannon Sharp said, why? And I definitely agree with that shit. Like if you're going to hold him to the standard, because the girl Jenny said that he should never play in the NFL again, basically. And niggas not condoning it. I don't know how many times they're going to say this shit. But, like, the nigga's going to play in the NFL again. If he doesn't, it's kind of like, damn, son. Like, because, and the reason I say this is because if we're going to do that to an NFL player, he's going to lose his job. Then why, like, and this is coming from Shannon Sharp. I can't even take all the credit for this shit. But then why are doctors that beat their wives, why are they not losing their jobs? Why are lawyers and teachers not losing their jobs for doing shit that they get caught up on? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we can't just expect, oh, because he's a public figure. Nigga, he knows how to run a football. Let's be clear. Period. Like, we gotta stop this shit as a whole. Like LeBron James is a rarity. Okay. That's what makes LeBron James the player and the person that he is because he actually has the intelligence to open a school and do things like that. That nigga, he don't have to do that shit.
Danny, you see how Ted always plugs LeBron?
I'm always.
Oh my God.
He plugs that nigga like he know him.
So you're not a Lakers fan? So you're not a Lakers fan, Ty?
I've been okay, a Lakers okay, fan. How long you been a Lakers fan, nigga?
Nigga, since LeBron signed.
I know, motherfucker.
Nigga.
But LeBron is a good guy. But like you said, that's
he's
a rarity.
He's an amazing athlete. And that's a rarity. Definitely true.
Because
he married his high school sweetheart and all that, right?
Yeah.
So he's a good guy, family man, all that. But again, that's a rarity. But I do think that I'm just holding this athlete, what's his name?
Kareem Hunt.
Holding him to the standards I'm holding him to, because I feel like he lied about it after the fact. Like you said, if he would have just went ahead and told them, maybe they could have got in front of it. I'm not condoning it either, but the fact that you saw me
happened
in February.
I agree with that. Right? I mean, him lying does make it worse, because it really, and I don't want to, this problematic, but I don't want to say like it really wasn't that bad. Cause like he didn't.
It was bad.
I'm in comparison to like Ray Rice and situations.
Let's not compare. Let's call it for what it is.
Okay, that's true.
That was bad.
It was bad.
That's real.
It was wrong.
I mean, he shouldn't have done it. Yeah, it was wrong.
He didn't kill her. No, it was wrong.
It was wrong.
But
he shouldn't have kicked her for sure.
Yeah, he definitely should have kicked.
He came back for that kick too.
He did.
Yeah,
that's what made it so much worse.
Yeah, and that's what makes it worse for real.
Yeah.
And he had people holding him back, like that white guy, whoever it was trying his hardest to like say, dude, like stop. Like he was really pushing him back. So he had interference. Like he had people there that was on his side that was trying to save him.
Right.
And it more, so that's what more makes it like worse. And that's what leans more on his character, because it's like, man, did you lose yourself for a minute? Or
exactly.
Yeah.
Like it seemed like you lost yourself, and most people walk away and be like, I'm a trip back.
He described it as a pretty much like having a wild night.
Yeah, he was definitely under the influence of something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's when it happens, though, typically.
Which may have
a
big part to play in it, too. Like, maybe they're not saying, maybe they were using drugs or something.
I'm sure they were. They probably were.
Wait a minute. We are not going to put this nigga in the drug category.
I feel like he was already
an abuser now. Let's not.
And he probably was drunk, and he probably had smoked a little weed. I'm not gonna say anything.
I don't want to say that, because they get tested so much on that.
Right.
It's hard for them niggas. So he was. If I had to just say something, he was probably drunk as hell.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't drunk. You get animosity. Like I know myself, son. On tequila, I want to fight.
Oh,
like,
for that's sure. Just,
Jesus.
Right.
I'm
about all animosity.
What could she have done so horrible to make you do that? I'm wondering. I'm not saying, you know, anything's justified. I'm just wondering, like, I don't think it ever came out. What happened? What did he push her and kick her for?
What is she?
But she didn't.
Did she say the N-word? Did she call him like
I don't know.
That's what was said. It was said. It was said. Okay. Somebody did say that, but it never came out. And another fact or a point is that there were no charges filed or anything. So yes, it was. So yes, it was bad, and you know, we're not condoning. I don't know how many times I've said this shit. But
hey, who is this girl? Who is she?
A nigga, she's just some random.
Just
shit.
Somebody. Yeah, I don't think she's anybody.
Oh no.
I don't think not like that. I don't think she's anybody. You know?
Yeah, I don't think so.
But again, if she did just say the N-word or whatever, was that what made you blow up like that? Like, you're a millionaire, right?
Hey, that goes to a whole different subject. I mean, let's be clear, son.
It's hard for black people. Like, if you say nigga, dog, it's hard for niggas to not, like,
go on your shit.
Yeah, like, it's hard.
I understand, but not for me. Not if I have so much to lose. Like, exactly. Okay. Like, okay.
I mean, I get it, but... I was about to say, I mean, like, I get you. I hear y'all, but, like, it all depends on, like, the type of person that you are, though. Like, there's... True. Every day, there are niggas on my Facebook where I'm like, I don't need to respond to this shit. And 5 minutes later...
You're there.
Right. True.
I'm like, you nigga, you stupid.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So, it sounds good, but until something gets under your skin, you don't really know, you know what
That's
I'm saying?
True.
How you gonna react. Now, I'm not, you know, he still should have just kept his feet on the ground.
Right.
And then his feet will be on the field.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, look, and he was having like a career year.
Yeah, he was balling off like two games.
Balling.
But all these things go into their heads, you know? Maybe that's why he lied. They just feel like, you know, there's a certain privilege, you know, with status. So, why?
Here's the thing. How did TMZ get this? How did TMZ get this information before the NFL?
Like, TMZ gets everything. Because I don't know if they were
like, if he lied, that means that there was an actual, like, little investigation. They were like, all right, cool, let's check this out. And they were like, okay, there was no video. Okay. TMZ come back a month later and was like, hey, what a video. Oh, we got it right here.
Give TMZ their credits for being good journalists.
But the thing is, the chief said that, you know, he'll never work for them again, whatever the case may be, but they're still doing further investigation. If you guys have already publicly stated that he'll never work for you guys again or he's never going to be able to play for the team again, what's the point of doing further investigation? I kind of feel like they're just saying that part.
The only way he's gonna get out of it is if they find out this woman is a mastermind and she done kidnapped somebody in his family. They're like, oh, okay, cool, that makes sense. We get it. We get why you went after. Like, other than that, so you stupid.
Right.
Like, other than that, you stupid. Nigga.
Good call.
Crazy.
This nigga's dumb.
Well, shit, y'all. It's been a minute and stuff. So here goes Ty's favorite. Chris, I don't know if you keep up with the dad jokes, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, dad jokes Monday through Friday on the Facebook page and Instagram page. That's Ted and Ty's show. Always episodes on Fridays feature of. Exclusive dad joke, I guess.
Exclusive dad jokes.
What you got for us, Ty?
Alright, here we go.
With this music and shit.
So I really be dancing when this shit playing, but okay. Alright. Hey, what do you call a dog with no legs?
A dog?
A hot dog.
Yes.
Is he?
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Don't matter what you call it, it ain't gonna come.
I'm mad as fuck. You stupid.
Oh my gosh.
That was funny. That was funny as fuck.
That was funny.
It was.
Oh man. That's real as fuck, dog. Oh man. All right. Well, we have reached the point where we do a question of I was calling it question of the week. I think I'm gonna call it question of the moment.
Okay. Oh,
question of the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think of it at a moment.
Does titty milk turn you on?
Oh my god. That's the question?
No. She was like, these niggas problematic for real.
Right, you got it.
No. The question is, do you think it's called sand because it's in between the sea and the land?
Do you think it's called?
They just got out the water and was like, okay.
Why these niggas trying to come up with a real answer though?
It's loose. It's not water, but it's not like hard.
It's not hard like land.
We're gonna call
maybe
it
that is why
Sand. Sland? You want to say sland? That sounds stupid, huh? Sland sounds stupid. All right.
That sounds dumb as hell.
Shit. We could call it, goddamn, Lee. We could call it Lee. Your cousin named Lee. Your cousin named Lee, fam. We can't do that. Shit.
Wow.
Sand? 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 Okay, bet.
Sand works.
All right, yeah. Cool.
So, yeah, really and truly, I'm going to just be real. Question at the moment is pretty much just like a high question. So,
right.
I literally Googled high questions.
Oh, my God.
Hey, just stay tuned for the question at the moment, because each episode, I promise you, it's going to be some funny ass, like real ass questions that make you be like, damn, I really wonder, like, is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's locked together.
Yeah, so is it sand or yeah? And actually, okay, I got one more then, since y'all don't believe me. And the word sink, S-C-E-N-T.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the S or the C that's silent?
Sent.
Hey.
I just.
Sent. It's definitely the S, right?
No.
It has to be the S,
like
right?
The S.
But it could, but it could be the C though, because
Sint.
That is
okay. So
they all say
this?
Sint.
What about this in the name Schmidt? In the S-C-H, what's is the S silent in that too,
or is it Schmidt?
Or is it the S or the C?
Schmidt.
Schmidt or Schmidt? Like what?
Schmidt.
Fuck y'all. Yeah.
No, it the I. S. I don't know. I don't know
Schmidt.
If you're about to ask this, but I feel like none of them are silent. You kind of like pronounce it, but with the C, it's like shh. You know? If you in the Caribbean, name will call you no Schmidt. They'll call you shit or something like that.
Damn. What?
They're just going to
get rid of all of them.
They're going to get rid of the M, huh?
Oh, I got a package for Bill Shit. Bill Shit.
Smith. Smith. They might call him Smith, to be honest. They might call him Smith.
Oh, that's crazy.
Ah, shit. Like,
in that, the C might be silent for real.
See, but in scent, we don't know which one is silent.
It's probably the S though, because when you say one scent, it's C E N T. So, scent.
All right.
You know what, Ted? Good job. That fucked me up for sure.
Yeah, I told y'all. So, stay tuned for that. So, one thing that I did once upon a time, and I stole the idea from a former podcast that I used to listen to, Conversate. They no longer produce things.
Okay.
But it was a segment called Good Black News. So, and I like that because we can end the show on a positive note.
Positive note.
Each episode. So, Danny J, hit us with the Good Black News.
If you guys aren't familiar with the Rhodes Scholarship is like the oldest and most celebrated international fellowship around the world. Each year, 32 young students from the United States are selected. This year, three African American students by the name of Leela Petrose, Anna B. Moore, and Austin T. Hughes were chosen. This is considered among the highest honor that can be won by a U.S. college student. So we just want to give a shout out to these three individuals. They melanin is popping, y'all. So shout out to them. Definitely.
That's an NFL safety. That's a Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah, his name is Myron Rowe. He's a new
one. Yeah, he went to Florida State.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
Yep.
That's dope.
He actually turned down going to the NFL.
To
go take the scholarship.
Wow.
And he went, Oxford, I believe.
And he ended up coming back and playing in the NFL, right?
Yeah. He came back, played.
Yeah,
now
graduated.
He's a doctor.
Yeah, now he's a doctor.
Dope. That's dope. Like, that's dope.
Yeah.
I mean, we doing something.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I think that it's dope
sure
to give
the
them
juice.
Praise. Definitely.
So you're a star athlete, and you one of the smartest niggas in the country?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Juice. Like nigga, that, you know how they say if you rap and play ball, you live two of the black dreams?
Yeah.
Like, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So he lived both
all
dreams.
Of them. Like, yeah, this nigga's dope. Winning. This nigga's a doctor and a fucking football
definitely.
Player. Yeah, nigga. But you know, Master P really is like Black Jesus on the cool. You know, that nigga literally did do it all. He rapped so dope and played ball in the NBA.
And he owned his own clothing line.
Yep, nigga.
And he was an actor, right?
Nigga.
He was in some
wow.
this nigga's real life, like, black.
And he, hey, look, and he's still like a black dad because he cheap as shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Hell yeah.
That cheap?
You ain't never watched that show? That they got, and he's on Grown Up Hip Hop right now a little bit.
Oh, I don't watch that show, but.
Okay. Well, he's not on there, but Romeo's on there. I watch it. It comes on WeTV. They need to give me a plug for that. Yeah. But as we wrap things up, though, of course, you can keep up with us as the show at Ted and Ty Show on Instagram and Facebook. Chris, what is your Instagram? And what is your, whatever your contact is, if you out here.
My Instagram is Kyrie, and that's K-Y-R-I, birthing, B-I-R-T-H-I-N-G. Or you can just find me on Facebook, Birth Nerd NYC, or friend me, Chris Bailey. Birth. And that's Chris with a K.
Birth Nerd. Damn. Yeah. You know what? I've been seeing your name as Kyrie Birthing, but I never knew why it was that. I just, like, if you want the honest shit, it's if problematic as fuck, but I chalked it up to, like, some island shit. Left it alone. I chalked it up to some island shit. I was like, that's some St. Lucia shit. Now let it ride. I was like, shoot, Birthing.
Yeah. Nah, that's my two daughters' names put together. My daughter is Kaya and Zari.
Yeah. I like those names. Those are cute.
Thank you.
He's just trying to get in.
He wants the number two, just like the dude on the on the mark, on the subway, on the train.
Yeah, he trying. He just trying to look at some tits. Like he said, squirt him. Okay.
He trying to help you on the train, girl.
What?
I needed the help.
Okay, cool. All right. You know what? I was gonna let both y'all live. Brent and Stimpy, y'all can drive. Hey, you know that new Lion King coming out? I got Timon and Pumbaa on the podcast right now. Right?
Yeah.
That's why. Okay. Anyway, so follow us. Keep up with us for sure. On all of that shit. Follow me at ted.kush, Ty at ty.shawn.w, and Danny J at go.dannyj. Go is spelled like. She is from the home of kings. So we do got merch coming. Please keep an eye out for that shit. We're gonna have giveaways coming and all that shit. So we can get niggas laced with the sweatshirts. You feel me? Of course, every Friday we got these new episodes. You feel me? Yep. The Troublesome Trio, Problematic Pair, however you want to cut it. Problematic Trio, ain't that what she called us in the beginning of the episode?
Right.
sorry, guys.
It's all good.
But yeah, niggas took that to offense for real.
Yeah, y'all did.
Thank you.
It's all good. Yeah, we appreciate you being on. Leave a review on iTunes. You used to keep listening and all that shit. And, we trying to go up. But, until you hear our voices again, I am your man, TED.KUSH. It's your turn, Ty.
Hi.
I know, I just like working with you. So I live to drive, y'all. I wish I would stop getting driven. You would stop making me happy. But yeah, of course, this is always Ty, TEAWHY, the long way.
Oh my God.
Fucking hate this nigga, dog.
Talk to y'all. Damn. That's all, folks.